We're learning Masech the Shabbos, Tav Samach Aleph, Amin Aleph. The Gemara is going on the Mishnah. Gemara starts, the Mishnah says that someone cannot go into Yishas Aram with one shoe on and one shoe off. And Rashi says two taimim. Either the taim is people will laugh at him, so maybe he'll take off the other shoe and carry it. Or people will be chayshed that he's holding the other shoe under the folds of his garment. And it said in the Mishnah, it's only when he doesn't have a makkah on his foot. Because if he has a mark on his foot, then it's appropriate to wear one shoe, so no one will laugh at him, and no one will be chayshed that he's having the other shoe under his garments. So the Gemara says, which foot does he go out when he has a mark on his foot? Which foot? Rav Huna says the foot with the makkah, because Rav Huna holds that a sandal is for tzar, to prevent the foot from getting hurt, so therefore it makes sense, the foot with the makkah needs protection from getting hurt, and the other foot doesn't, so it makes sense to have it on the foot with the makkah. That's when it's appropriate to wear one shoe. And with the makkah, because that's the one that needs the shoe to protect it from tzar. And Chibrav says no, the shoe should be put on the foot without the makkah, because the olz mishum tainug of it. The shoe is for comfort, for tainug. So mele he would really wear it on both feet, but he can't wear the one with the makkah because it's uncomfortable. So he only puts it on the other foot. That's the pshat. And the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rav Huna, because Rabbi Yochanan told Rav Shem bar Abba, give him my shoe, and he gave him the right shoe, and Rabbi Yochanan holds, you put on the left shoe first, like we'll discuss, and therefore Rabbi Yochanan said, you made it into a makkah. So it sounds like, in other words, he meant that I can't put on the right shoe first, I put on the left shoe first, Elamai, you want me just to wear the right shoe, so that means that my right foot has a makkah. So that sounds like Rav Huna that holds that you put the shoe on the foot with the makkah. So Gemara says, no, maybe. He holds a chiyav rav, and he's saying that you made the left foot a makkah. In other words, you're making kilo have a makkah, and I'm only going to wear the shoe on the foot without the makkah. That kind of sugya say Gemara. So the Gabi Alacha Lamaisa, the Ben Chananel, and the Rif, and the Rambam, and the Rush, they all pass on a chiyav rav, and the Lashon of the Rif is, and that's Shittas Rabbi Yochanan. Because as a, you would pass on like Rabbi Yochanan, Keneged Rav Huna and Chiya Barav, because Rabbi Yochanan, even pass on Rabbi Yochanan Keneged Rav. So Koshkin Rabbi Yochanan will be Machriya between the two. But the Rif is saying that forget, Rabbi Yochanan holds a Chiya Barav, we accept the Teretz, that not that you made this one, the right foot, into a Makkah, forget, you gave me the right shoe, you're making Kilo the left one as a Makkah, and that's how we pass it. But the Baal Amar is bothered, where did the Rif get that Rabbi Yochanan holds a chiyav rav? If anything, the Gemara sounds more like Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rav Huna. Because the Gemara says, Af Rabbi Yochanan Savak Rav Huna. The Gemara says, why? And the Gemara says, Dilma Asisa Shel Smol Maka. That's a dichli. It's a dichli ba'alma. But the Stom and the Shas seem to name on that Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rav Huna. So he's bothered. What's the pshat that they pass on like chiyav rav? And it's a little bit more shver that the Rif seems to pass away because it's Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan seems, if anything, to hold the Gafunim. The Gemara just said Dumba. That wasn't the Maskana said Gemara. It has to be that way. The Gain in Bi'ar Agram in Simin Shin Aleph Sif Zayin is Maisif. The Yishalmi is Mufurish that Rabbi Yochanan holds the Gafunim. Then Ramban says the Shein Pshat. He says the Maisif, that's the Kabbalah of the early Rishayim of Ben Chananel, but he says the Shein Pshat. Because it's talking a little bit straight in the Gemara. Mishim Tzar, Mishim Tainug. He says, could be the Pshat in the Gemara is like this. That everyone's masking Mishim Tainug, Vaharaya. What's Pshat in Rav Huna? He says, Rav Huna says it's Mishim Tzar, and therefore you're putting it on the one specifically with the Makkah. Well, what about people who don't have a Makkah on their foot? They also wear shoes. So Al Karchach, people wear shoes without a Makkah. So Al Karchach, people wear shoes for Tainug. So Tainug the Ramban, Rav Huna's maskim that you could wear the shoe on the one without the makkah. If it's too painful to put on a shoe on the one with the makkah, and you happen to want to wear a shoe on the one without the makkah, so what's wrong? Why would Rav Huna say not that way? Now, Rav Huna's being mechadish, you can even put on the shoe on the one with the makkah specifically. Because Kubi, you're the type that goes barefoot, you don't wear shoes. You only wear shoes mishum tzar, so you only need the shoe on the one with the makkah. And Chibrav says, no, shoes are not meant for tzar. They're not meant to protect makas. They're meant for tainug. So therefore, if you wear the shoe on the one without the makkah because it's too uncomfortable to wear the makkah, that makes sense. But to wear bedafka with the makkah and not the other one, why aren't you wearing the other one? There's nothing wrong with wearing the other one. You mechleiv, you'd have to put the shoe on dafka the other one. It'd look funny without that. Now, Rav Huna is being mechadish that there could be people that would really walk barefoot, but they need a shoe for the makkah. That's what it means, mishum tzar. But that there are people that would want to wear shoes, but the makkah is too painful to put on a shoe, why would Rav Huna argue on that? So, kum dais rishayim all passing lechumra. Everyone's maskim, you could have the shoe on the one without the makkah. And the Gemara means we have no right to be naked like Rabbi Yechanan to say, holds like Rav Huna. No, he could all like Chiyah Barav. Once we don't have a right for Rabbi Yechanan to be naked like Rav Huna, that's why we pass like Chiyah Barav. So interesting, like we said, the Rambam and the Rif and the Rosh all paskin like Chiyah Barav, and that's the Psak Halach and Shulchan Aruch, and that's what normal we would do, that I guess sometimes a person who have a makkah can't wear a shoe on one of his feet, and the Shalos could wear a shoe on the other one. But the Bach and the Taz and other Rishayim, other Paiskim, I mean, Ali Rabban and Medana Yomtev, they bring that the Baal Amar, like we said, and the Chuvus Maram, passing like Rav Huna, and they bring the Raya from the Yushalmi, and a lot of them say we should be Machma like both of them, and you should not go out with one shoe, even if you have a Mach and one in the feet, because we have to be Machma like both Shitas. Shulchan Aruch says you can only put it on the shoe, on the foot without the makkah, and the other Rishayim say you can only put it with the makkah, so you can't do either. But the Bialacha says that Lamaisa, you don't have to be machmer. I mean, Mikra Adin, you could be Saimach Lachar on the Shulchan Aruch, and the Rambam Riff and the Rosh. And he says that Befrat today, when we don't have Rishus HaRambam, so you don't have to be machmer, because since the Das Kama Paiskim, we don't have a Rishus HaRambam today, and the Das Kama Paiskim, they weren't Gezer in the Karmelis, so you have that to be Mitzarif. I saw in the Dershu Mishnah Berurah, Hashem Reb Nissen Karelitz, that he says if someone has a cast on one of the feet, so you can be more mako to wear a shoe on the other foot. First of all, he says if you have a cast, so that's like a shoe. It's just a different type of a shoe. So maybe you could also say that he's wearing shoes on both feet. And he has another story, if you're not using that foot at all, you're going with crutches and you're not putting down that foot at all, so maybe there's zicha no problem wearing a shoe on one of the feet because the other foot, b'chol, you're not using altogether. So that's why there's no shoe there. Mamash no tzarech for a shoe, they're not using it altogether. It's like someone with only one foot, with zicha, he'd be allowed to wear a shoe on that foot. And now let's go weiter. So the Gemara brought that Rabbi Yechanan held that ketfilin kach menolim, you do shoes like you do with tefillin. Just say tefillin's a left, the shoes you have to do the left one first. And the Gemara asked the kasha from a braisa. The braisa says do the right shoe first. And the Gemara said Rabbi Yosef says okay, since the braisa says this way, Rabbi Yechanan says the other way, so you can do either one. And Abayi says one second, maybe Rabbi Yechanan didn't know the braisa. If he didn't know the braisa, he'd be chaser, so you have to do like the braisa. Or maybe Rabbi Yechanan knew the braisa, but he knew the law is not like the braisa, so you have to do like Rabbi Yechanan. Then the Gemara brings up Nachum Yitzchak that says that Yireish Shemayim is Yitzchak both, and that's Mara Breda Ravina. Mara Breda Ravana, he put on his right shoe and didn't tie it, put on the left shoe, then tied the left shoe first, and then tied the right shoe. And then the Gemara fears Yireish Rav Ashi says, I saw if Kahana wasn't Makbet. Akan the sugya. The Kitzur Rabbi Yechanan says you do the left first. The Braisa says you do the right first. Rabbi Yosef says you could do either one. Abaye is mefakfik, maybe fakert. Maybe the law is like the Braisa bedafka, or maybe the law is like Rabbi Yechanan bedafka. Rav Nachum Yitzchak says you could be Yitzchak both by putting on the right shoe first and tying the left shoe first. And Rav Ashi said b'shem Rav Kahana, the Rav Kahana was a makbet. So as far as what comes out of Lacha L'maisa from the sugya, I see three shittas. The Rambam and the Rif and the Rosh all are mashmid the entire sugya. They don't bring it all together. And the Beis Yosef wants to know why. And Zak the Beis Yosef, because since the end of the sugya was that Rav Ashi said Chazina Rav Kana Deloy Kapid, Rav Ashi said Rav Kana was not makbid. And that also could be the Pshanan of Yosef that said, the Ovid Kamar Ovid, you could do either one. That's the Maskan of the Paiskim, do either one. You could do the right side, because the Brai sells the right side, you could do the left side, which is the left side. Either one you do, you're doing like somebody. So Mele, there's no reason to be mak, but that's the halacha l'maisa of the sugya according to the Rambam and the Rif and the Rush. That's the first sheet. The second sheet is the das of the tur. The tur only brings down the Rav Nachman Be'Yitzchak, Marbre Devinus Hanhaga. He says, when you wear shoes, you put on your right shoe, do not tie it. Put on your left shoe, tie the left shoe, and then tie the right shoe. What's the halacha when you don't have any laces, you have slip-on shoes, so you don't have to tie? Taisa says that we do the right shoe first. The Torah leaves it out. A little more telling. The Torah leaves out the idea of being taking off the left shoe first. So the Taz is masbir, because the Torah held that when your shoes do not have straps, so the pshat is, there we pass from like Rav Yosef, David Achi Avid, David Achi Avid, or like Rav Ashi that said Rav Kana wasn't makbid. And that's the psak halacha, because is it sad to do right? Is it sad to do left? So Mela, either one you do, you're going to mekayim one inyan at the expense of the other. So there's no inyan. Now Shegim, when you have shoes with laces, the other Gemara says, oh, now you can do both. Now you can give cover to the right by being nailed the right first. And you could also give ketfilin by being kaish to the left first. And like Taisa says, that the tefillin has a kshivis by kshira. So now you could be mekayim both in yonim. You have the inyan of yamin and the inyan of tefillin. So avadi, you should do that. Mashen came when you don't have that, like when you don't have any kshira, or like by chaylitz min olav, where there is no inyan, it's just a shayla of right or tefillin, you can't do both. So memela, you do either one. There's no halacha. And that's why the tur only brings down the din of putting on the right shoe without tying it, the left shoe without, and then tie it, and then tie the right shoe. That means shoes with laces. Yitaka have the din of the right first. He doesn't bring any other din of yamin, because legabi any other halacha where you don't have, where you can't do both, you can't be mekayim yidei shnehem. So then there's no halacha to do right or left, either one is fine. But the psak of the Shulchan Aruch is a third psak. The psak of the Shulchan Aruch is that, first the Shulchan Aruch adds that when you don't have any laces, when there is no kshira, you do the right first. Like it says in Tesis. And also the Shulchan Aruch adds that you chaylitz the left verse. Because the Shulchan Aruch says that we paskin like the Braisa. We paskin to do the right first. Aye, Rav Kana wasn't makbid. We don't paskin that way. We paskin like the Braisa. The Goyim points out, even though Abaye had two tzadim, Abaye had a tzad, that Rabbi Yechon didn't know the Braisa. Had he known the Braisa, he would have been chayzus, which you paskin like the Braisa. Or we had a tzad, that Rabbi Yechon knew the Braisa and held not that way. The second tzad is not a serious tzad. Because whenever you have a braisa, kineged amayir, we don't naman that way, we naman. Tiyuftet av amayir, and we go with the braisa. The second time was only a dichay. See, Taisus is masber, that even the avid kamar avid, the avid kamar avid, doesn't mean you do what you want. You have to pick one side. You have to say, you're the type that always a mechav of the yamin, and then you always do yamin. Or, you have to say, you're the type that always mechav of smell, and then you always do smell. Because there's the pshat. Rav Yosef held that the taka two svaris. The braisa says you know yamin, because there's a svar to do yamin, and the beichanan says ketfilin, and they don't argue on each other. There is an haga to do yamin. There's an haga to do smil. You could do either one, but you have to be consistent. I don't know if that's what Rav Ashi meant. Rav Kana wasn't makbid. L'chayy meant a different thing, but we don't pass in that way. Vice days. That is how he meant the Bechlam were in Makbet, but we didn't paskin that way. We paskin there was a Kpeda, and Lemaisa we paskin like the Braisa. Because Abai and the Titan of Yosef. And the Ikka Vart is that Rebbe Echon is arguing on the Braisa, and then we paskin like the Braisa, Kenegar Rebbe Echon. Now that's only Legab in the Ila. But Rebbe Echon says a Svar of Tfilin, and the Svar of Tfilin is Taka good for Kshira. So the male in the Ila, even when there's no Kshira, has to be Yamin. Chalitza has to be smile. That's also gives Kshivas to Yamin. And Kshira, there's a din of smile. And that's the third day of Halacha Lamais, and that's the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch. And the Achreinim after the Shulchan Aruch go with that. I'm also going to say over a few Aris that I saw in the Sefer Aritzes HaChaim from the Malbim. Has a Sefer in the beginning of Aruch Chaim. One Aris is that he brings from Reb Zalman, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, that any time you're tying something, you tie the left one first. Like when you're tying your slippers, if the slippers have laces, you tie the left one first. But the Aratz Chaim argues, and this is what the Mishnah Berurah brings, it's dafka by shoes. He says you have a sevard from the Levush. It's also Rabbi Kreger brings it from the Emek Melech Parshas Lech Lecha. Then why do we miramis tefillin by shoes? Because the Gemara says in Chulin that peyal if it can misruch and kimichud at sroich now that beskayed that Avraham Avinu said sroich now he was zeicher tefillin chud he was zeicher tzitzis and sroich now is zeicher tefillin. So since it's sroich now the shoe strap is zeicher tefillin, so the by shoes the kshir is miramis tefillin. By shenkin other kshiris he holds. You don't do the left first. Another Ari says, and the shayla is if you yetsi yedei shneim by putting on the right shoe and then putting on the left shoe and then tying the left shoe. So what was the pshat in Rabbi Yechanan that he said? Rav Shom Rabbi gave him the right shoe and he said, "Asisa maka, I can't put on the right shoe. Only if I'd have a maka, then I only wear one shoe. But otherwise, I can't put on the right shoe. Why don't you be yetsi yedei shneim and put on the right shoe?" And then do tefillin with the kshira. Why didn't Rabbi Yechanan hold that way? And if Rabbi Yechanan didn't hold that way, so what's the yetzi yedei shneihem? No, I don't think it's so shver. It means you can get the ing of Rabbi Yechanan, not according to Rabbi Yechanan. But he says that Rabbi Yechanan says in the Gemara later in Shabbos, in Perek Eluk Sharim, it says that the kesher on the shoes of a Talmud Chacham is not a kesher that you intend to take out that day, because it's like we also to do on Shabbos, because they keep it for a long time, because the Talmid Chacham are too busy to tie their shoes every day. So now they keep their shoes in a way that the knot stays for a long time, and they pull on and off the shoes with the knot there. They don't want to waste the time tying the shoes. So Rabbi Yechanan was a Talmid Chacham. So Rabbi Yechanan didn't tie his shoes b'derech klal. They were always knotted. So now that's why Rabbi Yechanan had to put on the left shoe. He didn't have the eitzah of tying it. He was the Yetzi Yedei Shneim. If you tie your shoes every day, so then you can be Yetzi Yedei Shneim. But Rabbi Yechanan, he was from the Rabbanim, he didn't tie his shoes every day. That's a shtickle from the Malbim. And the third Ara, that he says, that's Muchach from the Sugya, a Chiddush. Let's say you happen to put on your left shoe first. So should you say, listen, I know you're supposed to put on your right shoe first, but I didn't. I happened to put on my left shoe first. So now it's too late. So now I should just put on my right shoe. He says, no, you see from Rabbi Yechanan not that way. You see, Rabbi Yechanan said, Asisu maka. If I'm going to put on my left shoe, or in Rabbi Yechanan's case, he held, you have to put on the left shoe first. I'm with my right shoe, so I'm not going to put on my left shoe. The Pshat has even been the evidence you see from the Gemara. If you put on the left shoe, you should take it off, and again put on the right shoe, and then the left shoe. And now let's go weiter. The Mishnah said, Loi b'tfilin. You can't wear tfilin in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. And Rav Safra says, the two lashonos. First lashon of Safra is going on the iser to wear tefillin. Rav Safra says it's not only according to the man, the Yom HaShabbos, lav zman tefillinu, but the iser to wear tefillin is even if your Shabbos is zman tefillin, you still can't. And the nusach and al gemara is, dilmasa lasuye b'shus harabim. Maybe you'll carry it b'shus harabim. Why will you carry it b'shus harabim? So Rashi says, maybe if you'd have to go to the bathroom and take it off your head and carry it for Amish B'shus HaRabim. Tosis had a girsa in the Gemara, Duma Mifsiki Vasil Suyib Dal Amish B'shus HaRabim. Maybe it will fall off, maybe it will get the strap will snap and you'll carry it for Amish B'shus HaRabim. And Tosis asks, we have later in the Gemara about a Kameya that maybe you'll have to go to the bathroom and take it for Amish B'shus HaRabim. And he says that Rashi's mashu when Akaris it, and that's Taka the Tam, and he brings another Tam from the Kaddish Mikarbil, that the Gemara later is Mavur, that only the Shalresh has a problem because of the Shin of going into the basic Kisid. The Shalyad doesn't have a problem. For Siv Shalyad, you need the Tam of Dilma Mifsaki. Al Kapanim, that's the first Lashon of Rav Safra, that the Isser, the Rabbanon, of going out with Tefillin, is not only according to the man, the Amr Shabbos, Lav's man Tefillin, but even according to Rabbi Amisham is man tefillin. Then there's the Ikad the Amri, that Rav Safra said this on the Seifa, that the Im Yatza Eina Chayav Chatas, the fact that there's no Issa Dereis of going out in tefillin, don't think that's only according to Rabbi Amisham is man tefillinu, but even if Yod Shabbos loves man tefillinu, there's still no Issa Dereis. Why? Why is it in a Masa? Because Derech Mal B'Shavida, it's the way people wear things. So, B'negei the Issa Derabanan, of going out with tefillin, The first Lashon Rav Safra is mashma, the only the tam of Dulma Osel Asuya B'Shus Aramim, according to the man the Omer, Shabbos Zman Tefillin. But according to the man the Omer, Shabbos Lam Zman Tefillin, you don't need the tam of Dulma Osel Asuya B'Shus Aramim. Stam, since Shabbos is not Zman Tefillin, it's also to go out. Now, you could say, the Sfasemis declares that maybe the first Lashon knows it isn't Issa Deraisa. It is Chayev Chatas. But it's not so mashma that way, because it's mashma that the Mishnah goes according to both man the Yomim. And the Mishnah says, Eina Chayev Chatas. The Me'iri says that the Pshan is, if you hold Shabbos Lav Zman Tefillin, even though Mideraisa it's not a Masri, like the Gemara says, Derech Malma Shevida, but Miderabanan it will be called a Masri in the first Lashon. And merely you wouldn't need the tam of Dulma Asul Asir B'Shisaram, only coin to the man the Yom Shabbos Zman Tefillin. So Taisus Yantav asks a kasha that the Rambam Be'emesin does not bring the tam of Dulma Asul Asir. The Rambam just says that if you go out with Tefillin, it's Pater, and Pater means Pater Aval Asir. He doesn't say why it's Asir. So the Rambam shims with the Gemara, because since the Rambam Paskin Shabbos Lav Zman Tefillin, so it's Pashat why. At least midarabanan, you won't be able to go out with the tefillin, because al kapanim midarabanan, it's called a masri. The midaraisa, it's called a malbush. It's derech malbush. The midaraisa, it's mutter. But the rabbanan don't consider it a malbush. So the Rambam stims with the Gemara. The mashmayis of the Gemara. Now you only need the tam of dum aslasi according to man the omer Shabbos zman tefillin hu. But the tur, fact the taisus yantiv, the tur paskin Shabbos lav zman tefillin hu. In Simon Laman Aleph, but the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch in Simon Shin Aleph says that the reason why you can't go out with tefillin is because maybe you'll have to go to the bathroom and you'll take a dal amis b'shus harabim. L'chaya, what do you need that tam for? The Tur is the one that holds that Shabbos lavas man tefillinu, and the Gemara is mavur that if you hold Shabbos lavas man tefillinu, you don't need this tam. The tam was first in Schadish according to man the Yom Shabbos man tefillinu. That's the Taisus Yantiv's kasha. So Magen Avraham Meifenart on the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Shin Aleph, he says, "Ein echinami, you don't need the tam of tefillin, but it's an important tam for, let's say, a kameya that's not mechupa or, we'll see in the Gemara later, let's say you're wearing a kameya which you would not be allowed to go into the basic kisei with it, and the kameya is a kameya mumcha, so for that you need the tam." So that's why the Shulchan Aruch says a tam. It's a bit of a daichik. The Taisus Chadashim on the Mishnayis on the Taisus Yamdif, he says that the second Lashon that says Derech Malbush, the second Lashon held that everyone holds Derech Malbush. And Derech Malbush means even Midarabanan is a Derech Malbush. So Enechanami, the first Lashon is Mashma, that if you hold Shabbos, Lamsman, Tefillin, who you don't need the Tam of Dumas, Lassui, Lamshus, Rabbin. But the second Lashon that says that you're not Chayef Chatas, even if you hold Shabbos, Lavas man tefillin, because derech malbush avida. That lashon holds that the only reason why it's asur min rabbanan is because asur l'siyud al adamis. It's also a little bit shver. If you're going to neman in the first lashon, like the Sfasemis is mitzadet, that the first lashon holds that the man the yom Shabbos lavas man tefillin is a yichayev v'chatos, then it would stim good, because you could say that there's no makom in the Gemara to say that midereisa it's a malbush and midereabanan it's a masli. And the first lashon held that even midereisa it's a masli. But the second lashon that says that you're not chayev v'chatas because it's a malbush, who would then that would be a reason why it wouldn't even be asur midereabanan, and you have to come on to the tam of asur l'siyud al amis b'shus harabim. But if you're going to nem on in the first lashon, also is an issur derabanan, but you also nachayev v'chatas, so the first lashon also holds a derech malbush. That's why nachayev v'chatas. So what's the hecher that there's any machlokes the first lashon and second lashon in this nekuda? So a little bit shver. Rabbi Kivega Ifanot on the Mishnayah says that Rashi in Sanhedrin daf samachesim and aleph is mavur that way, because Rashi was discussing there. It says that Rabbi Eliezer was sick, and his son came before Shabbos to take off his tefillin. And Rashi says, because he holds Shabbos Lamsman Tefillin, and we're afraid he might carry it into Rishus Arabim. So you see from Rashi that even though you hold Shabbos Lamsman Tefillin, but still the only Issa to wear it is because you might carry it into Rishus Arabim. So you see the same you say it in Rashi as you do in the Tur, that Lamaisa Lamaskana, There'll be no Issa Derabanan to wit Filin B'Shasaram Stamotz Masi, because you'll say Derech Malbush, even if Yod Shabbos Lavzman Filin, the Issa is because he might bring it to Rishasaram. But the guy in the Bir Agra, and interesting, he uses a Lashon La'achar Ha'iyon Nira. He says a different time for the Torah, to Miyashiv Emur B'Revach. He says as a Machloikis Tanon, it's brought in Menachas Taflam and Vav, why don't you wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yom Tov? There's a man, the Amr Rabbi Yosi Aglili, who holds that you learn that from Chukah. But Shemartes a Chukah has Eislam Yadam Yomim Yomima. The Chukah tells you you learn that from Yomim Voileilos Mi Yomim Voilei Shabbos is Yomim Tovim, and you learn that from the pasuk of Chukah. The Chukah says has to dafka be b'yayim and not b'layla and dafka b'chayil and not b'Shabbos. And the Gemara there is mavur that chukah is an isser. There's an isser. You're not allowed to wear tefillin at night or on Shabbos because of chukah. You're violating the din of chukah v'shamarta is a loisa say. You're violating the halacha by wearing tefillin by night or Shabbos according to this man, the Amr Beis Yaglili, who darshens chukah. And he holds that both Laila and Shabbos are not zman tefillin. But there's another man, the Amr Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva holds that Laila is zman tefillin. He just can't wear it midarabanan shema yishan behem. But really, Laila is man tefillin. But you don't wear it on Shabbos because since it says v'hayil ice yatsa, that's only when you need an ice. Shabbos and yantiv is gufan ice. So mela, you don't wear tefillin on Shabbos and yantiv because you already have an ice. But he doesn't darshan chukah. Hazak de gayin, so according to Rabbi Kiva, you could say that there's no issa to wear tefillin on Shabbos b'chol. There's just no chiyuv. But there's no issa to wear it. Maybe if you mechavim l'shem mitzvah, you'll be able to b'altaysif. But there's no issa be'etzim to wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yontif. So, Mel, this Gemara that assumes that if you hold that Shabbos is not zman tefillin, you don't need a pasuk, that is going like Rabbi Yosi Aglili, the Darshan's chukah. According to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, there's an issa to wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yontif. So, of course, if Shabbos lavs man tefillin, you can't go out with it. There's an issa to wear it. But if you hold like Rabbi Akiva, that it's salts ice, so there's no issa to wear it. So even though Shabbos lavs man tefillin would mean there's no chiv to wear it, but there's no issa, and the Mela, there would be no issa to go out in Rishis HaRavim either, because like the Gemara says, Derech Malbash Avida. So if you hold like Rabbi Akiva, the only reason to ask the tefillin is because Shema Dilmasul Asuy B'Shus HaRabim, maybe he'll take it off to go to the bathroom and carry it for Amis B'Shus HaRabim. So Zak the Gain, so mail the Rambam in the Torah beautiful Lishitasim. The Rambam paskins Halacha L'Maisa that Laila is Lavzman Tefillin. It's Asa to wear Tefillin by night. So Kumtes, he holds of Chukah. If he holds of Chukah, who would then it's Asa to wear Tefillin on Shabbos? So mail the Rambam doesn't need a Tam why you can't go out with tefillin on Shabbos, you have chukah. So Meila, the Rambam doesn't say the tam of Dul Masla Suyid Al Amis B'Shus HaRabim. Now, Sheng in the Tur, even though in Simon Lam and Aleph, he paskins that Shabbos is Lavzman Tefillin. But that's because of Rabbi Kiva. That's because it's not an ice. Because it's an ice, you don't need an ice on Shabbos. But that's not chukah. There's no Isser. So Meila, the Gemara here is going like a basic lily, But the Torah paskins like Rabbi Kiva that Shabbos is Laila's man tefillin hu, and the reason why Shabbos is Lav's man tefillin hu is because Yedarshin ois yatsa Shabbos shein gufun ois. That's not an iser. So Mel, you have to come on to the iser of Dul Masul Siram Shusarab. That's a shtickle from the Gain. Now we had mentioned in the very beginning of the parak the Shagas Aryeh that really learns Fakert. He learns that this Gemara can't be going like a basic lily. Because if you hold like Rabbi Yosi Aglili, and you dash in chukah, and it's also to wear the tefillin, then avadi yechayev chatos, he brings a Rashi in Erev and Daf Tzadik Hei, that if you're Eivam Bal Tosef, that makes it into a masui, that makes it that you're going to be chayev v'chatos. So you can't learn the Gemara like Rabbi Yosi Aglili. The Gemara behechuk is like Rabbi Akiva, and Adarabba, he brings a Raya from this Gemara, there's a big shaila in the Paiskin, and Simon Laman Aleph, if the fact that it's really shtickel stira in the Shulchan Aruch from Simon Laman Aleph to Simon Shin Ches, if you hold that you don't put on tefillin on Shabbos because Shabbos is an ice, Yom Tov is an ice, does that mean that it's Asr to do it. It's like a zilzil to the ice of Shabbos and Yantif. That's the Lashon of the Mechaber in Simon Laman Aleph. Or, like the Beis Yosef and the Ramah says in Simon Shin Ches, no Isr just means you're not Mechayiv. No Isr to wear tefillin on Shabbos. So Shabbos Shaya wants to bring a riot, there's no Isr. Because he says, this Gemara can't be going like a Beis Yaglili. Because if there's an Isr there, Isr, Avad Itzam Asli. Elamai, this Gemara is going to Rabbi Akiva. And you see, according to Rabbi Akiva, you're not Chayav V'chatas, you say Derech Malbush. But he says, according to Rabbi Akiva, there's no Isser V'chlal. So according to Shagas Aryeh, you don't have the shtickle of the Gayin. The Gayin is saying, punkt fakert. The Gayin is saying that this Gemara has to go like a Beis Yaglili, because since the Gemara implies that according to the man, the Yom HaShabbos, Lav Zman Tefillinu, you don't need the Tam of Doma Asalasiyeh, that could only be like a Beis Yaglili that there's an Isser. If there's no Isser, then even if Yod Shabbos Lav's Man Tefillinu, you'll need the Tam of Dil Masul Asiyeh. But the Shagas Aryeh holds Vakeh. The Shagas Aryeh holds that if you hold that there is an Isser, so that would make it a Masi and Michaya V'chatas. We spoke then that the Achreinim, the Mefarsh Sheayam, Rav Mordechai Zev and Digam, and Rav Yosef Shaul Natanzin, in the Tshuva at the end of the Sefer Yama Talmud on Bava Kama, the Tshuva wrote to Rabbi Kiva Ega, as well as the Pri Yitzchak and Simon Dalin, they take issue with the Shagas Aryeh. They say, even if it's an Issa deraisa, I won't make it a Masli. Why would an Issa deraisa make it a Masli? Rashi over there, it says, Bal Taisa, for making a Masli, it's talking about when you have two pairs of tefillin, they have a whole cheshbin. But stam that there's an Issa deraisa wouldn't make it a Masli. And that would stem with the Gayan. And Adarabba, the Gemara here is going that there is an Issa deraisa, like you basically, that's why the Gemara held that on the tzad, the Shabbos, Lavas Man Tefillin, who you don't need the time of Dumas Lasuyeh, because there's an Issa to wear tefillin. But that wouldn't make it Chayav Chatas. But according to the Shagas Aryeh, you have to say, even if there's no Issa, Bechlal, thus alain, that Shabbos Lavas Man Tefillin, and there's no Chiyav, would mean that Midar Abban and Al Kapanim, it would be called the Masi, at least according to the first Lashon. So let's chazit is over, Bekitzer, the whole thing that we said. The Gemara's first Lashon says that the Mishnah says it's Asim Rabbanan is not only according to the Tana that says Shabbos Lavs Man Tefillinu, but even according to the Tana Shabbos Man Tefillinu, there's still an Isra Rabbanan of Asim Lassuyi Namas Rishis Arabim. That implies that the Tana that holds Shabbos Lavs Man Tefillinu doesn't need the time of Dom Asim Lassuyi Namas Rishis Arabim. The Rambam stims with that, because the Rambam holds Shabbos Lavs Man Tefillinu and doesn't bring the time of Asim Lassuyi Namas Rishis Arabim Legabi Tefillin. But doesn't shim with the Tur, because the Tur in Sima Laman Aleph passing Shabbos Lavs Man Tefillin, and still the Tur says the Tam of Dum Asla Si Lamish Rishis Arabim. So there's one teres from the Taisus Chadashim. This is the Taisus Yadiv's Kash. There's one teres from the Taisus Chadashim that the second Lashon of the Gemara holds Derech Malbash Avidi, and therefore even if you hold Shabbos Lavs Man Tefillin, there will be no Isser, even on an Isser Durabanan, except for Dum Asla Si Lamish Rishis Arabim. But you have the Gayin and says it's not totally, there's no two lashonos about this. The Gayin says that this whole Gemara is going to be basically that it's Asur Midereisa to wear tefillin on Shabbos. Then you don't need the time of Dom Asur Sud Amshus Arabim. You have an Isser. But the Torah paskins like Rabbi Akiva doesn't paskin Chukah, paskins the din of La'ais, and the Gayin holds that La'ais there'd be no Isser. So Mimela, even Nisr Durabbanan would only be because of Dil Masl Sudam Shushas Rabbin. But we mentioned that the Shagas Aryeh holds that if the Gemara would be going like Rabbi Yosi Aglili, or even like Rabbi Akiva, if the Gemara would hold that this is an Isser to wear tefillin, then it would even be Chayiv Chatas. So Karach the Shagas Aryeh names on the Gemara is going like Rabbi Akiva, and that there's no Isser to wear tefillin. And still the Gemara says that you don't need the Tam of Dil Masl Asuyi if you hold Shabbos Lavs Man Tefillin. But we said the Achreinim argue on the Shagas Aryeh. They say even if it's an Isser to wear the tefillin, that wouldn't make it a Chiyuv Chatas Legabe Shabbos. So you could say the Gayin Shtickle that the Gemara is going like a Beis Yaglili. Now the Rashi in Sanhedrin that we mentioned, Rashi Dav Samaches, which says like the Tur, Rashi says clearly that we hold Shabbos Lavas Man Tefillinu, and you're not allowed to wear it because you might carry it into Rishus HaRabim. Vaishtay Shabbos Lavas Man Tefillin was not a reason to take it off. You need the reason if you might carry it Rishus HaRabim. But a lot of Achreinim Shtelzich on Rashi, Mimanavshach, if we're dealing with the Isser, if the Isser of carrying it B'Shus Rabim, because you might carry down Amishus Rabim, would apply that you have to take it off in the house, so where do you see a chilik if you hold Shabbos man tefillin hu or Shabbos lav man tefillin hu? Rashi is discussing why they took the tefillin off Rabbi Eliezer before Shabbos. And he says, because we hold Shabbos lav man tefillin, and there's a problem, he might go out to B'Shus Rabim. Well, if there's a problem of going out to Shus Rabim, why wouldn't that apply even if you hold Shabbos man tefillin hu? So Rabbi Kiveger, there in Beya, at the end of the first parak of Beya, and the Rishar Shayfinart and the Machzus HaShekel in Simon Shin Ches, they're all mechavim to the same shtickle that Rashi holds like Tezus and Menachas Daf Mam and Vavim and Beis. Tezus and Menachas Daf Mam and Vavim and Beis is Mavur. Now, Be'emesin is a halacha, this is what Tezus is bothered with, that anything you can't go out B'Shus HaRabim, we'll have later in the parak, you also can't have it in your house, because you might go B'Shus HaRabim. So why would you be allowed to wear tefillin if you hold Shabbos man tefillinu? Why would you be allowed to wear tefillin on Shabbos? Why isn't there an iser of putting on tefillin in your house? Because you might go out with it B'Shus HaRabim, and there's an iser B'Shus HaRabim because you might need the bathroom and take it to Al Amis B'Shus HaRabim. So how are you allowed to wear tefillin in your house if you hold Shabbos man tefillinu? So Tosfos says that since there's a chiv l'mashmish with tefillin b'chol shah, when I chayshes, he'll walk out to the B'Shus HaRabim by accident wearing tefillin, because he'll constantly be mamashmish in the tefillin, so he'll remember to remove the tefillin before he goes to the B'Shus HaRabim. But that's only if you hold Shabbos man tefillinu. If you hold Shabbos lav man tefillinu, so then there's no chiv to mamashmish. If you're not wearing it l'shem mitzvah, there's no chiv to be mamashmish. And since there's no chiv to be mamashmish, so he'll forget and bring it out to the B'Shus HaRabim. So that's how Rabbi Kivega in the Mishnayis at the end of the first parak of Be'ah, and the Rishash, Eifenart, and the Machzor Shekel, and Simon Shin Ches, in the discussion if Tefillin is a Klisha Machta L'Isser, they all learn the Pshat in Rashi, that if you hold Shabbos Lavas Man Tefillin, then it's also to put it on even in the house, because you're not allowed to wear, just like you're not allowed to wear jewelry in the house, because you might go out to Rosh Hashanah, and then in Rosh Hashanah, you might take it off and go Dal Amis, who would then you can't wear Tefillin in your house, because you might go out to Rosh Hashanah, and then you might carry it Dal Amis Rosh Hashanah. Now, Shengen, if you hold Shabbos man tefillin hu, so then, other mamashish tefillin b'chol shah, there's not a kshash you might go out. That's what Rashi says, Shabbos lav man tefillin hu, and the kshash is you might go out to Rosh Hashanah. Beautifully, the Rashi in Sanhedrin Samaches fits perfectly with the Taisus and Menachas that I'm involved. Now, B'Kveg is Ma'ir on the Beis Yosef in Shin Ches, who says that tefillin is not called the klisha machdel iser, because what's wrong with wearing tefillin? So B'Kveg is Ma'ir, that even though Rashi and Tosfos in Beya daf tezvava mefurish that you line away tefillin on Yom Tov, so that's on Yom Tov. Yom Tov is no shail of carrying, so Yom Tov is no problem of putting on tefillin, even though Yom Tov lives man tefillinu, but there's no iser. Mashenkin Shabbos, if you hold Shabbos lives man tefillinu, and there's an iser to go with it B'Shus HaRabim, because you might come to carry a dalam B'Shus HaRabim if you need the bathroom, so that would ask you to have it in your house also, because anything that's usher in the Shisram is usher even in the house. Now, not everyone holds that way. Rabbi Kveg is being ma'ir, at least according to those shittas, there would be an isser to put on tefillin on Shabbos, not be'etzim, not because stam is not an ois, but there would be an isser else carrying, because you're not allowed to wear B'Shisram, who then you can't wear it in the house, because you might take a B'Shisram, if you hold Shabbos man tefillinu, then other mamashish tefillin b'chol shah, so you won't come to carrying out L'Shus HaRabim. But if the old Shabbos lives man tefillin hu, that's an additional reason to ask to wearing tefillin on Shabbos. That's Rabbi Kveg's Ma'ir at the end in the Mishnayis at the end of the first parak of Be'ah.